Hello, folks. How are you going? Good to see you again. I'm not seeing you. I'm in my head. I'm imagining the 11 people who listen to this. I'm picturing you in my head. So good to see you again. Welcome to Daughter Talks with Adam Jacobs. It's another chance for me to prepare myself for big ticket conversations I'm going to be having with my darling little girl. Oh my gosh, she's 14 weeks now. Pretty soon she's going to hit a milestone and it's going to be like, oh, yeah, it's put a kink in your wheel, hasn't it? Now you've got to get the tie up the horse and fix yourself up a new cart. Because I'm literally talking about hitting a milestone. Because that's what they were, milestones. Back in the day, they were the road marks. You know, Middle Ages, they still had signposts to tell you how far away you were from stuff. They call them milestones. Yeah, there's a stone there. It's got 3 on it. Ah, that must mean, wait, let me think about it. We're 3 miles away. Well done. Congratulations. Well, one day, my little girl, she's going to come to me and she's learned the mastery of words and language and talking and stuff. And she's going to say, Dad, speaking about milestones, Dad, how do I know when I've arrived? Oh, good question. I want to achieve my goals. I want to achieve my ambitions, Dad. How do I know when I've arrived? How do I know when I've succeeded? Because I want it to happen now. I want it now. Oh, sweetheart, I'll say, sweetheart, look, let me just put it all in a nutshell for you right now. You know when you've arrived. You know. Because you won't, you'll be more interested in continuing the journey. Oh, that's confusing. That will confuse her. She'll be like, I've got all the boxes I've got to tick about what success means, and I've got to get there so I can tick all those boxes, and like money and fame, and I've got to tick all those boxes. Then I've arrived. I'll have to say to her, sweetheart, darling, gorgeousness. I will say, all those things are a consequence. They're a byproduct, love, of being engaged. You can say passionate about life, but that's all a bit arty-farty, really. Life requires 100% engagement. That's all. That's what it requires. Why? Because we have to extend ourselves beyond what is acceptable or understood consciously on a day-to-day level, in order for the species, literally, to advance. No river ever got to a rock and said, nah, mate, let's go back. This is too hard. A river will swell and it'll dam up and it'll do a whole bunch of other things. Eventually, through force and science and gravity, it will bust through and it will continue to cut its course. It will overcome the obstacles because of persistence and become something that it was never determined. It was not predetermined that it would be. We are exactly the same. We have to set ourselves goals and ambitions so that we can demonstrate the ability to overcome. The only way you can do that is through, I guess, a passionate approach to life or full engagement. Not just, yeah, I'm engaged. No, full engagement. Of course, the river never reaches its destination, even when it splits into a delta, even when it starts heading into the ocean, because it goes somewhere, gets absorbed up into the clouds again, and the clouds cry big tears, and then it all goes back to the mountains again, and then the river keeps flowing again. It never reaches its destination. The ingredients of that river are constantly in motion. And that's the answer to the question. Sweetheart, you'll know when you've arrived at your destination, when the travelling to the destination, the journey, becomes more interesting to you than the destination. And people say that, don't they? They say the journey is more important than the destination, and that's an offhanded, throwaway sort of statement. People kind of go, and they believe, and it is true. It is true. But it's not altogether accurate. Destination, journey. The journey is. There we go. The journey is the destination. When things flow, when there's a combination of energies that work towards you moving decisively, it's very rewarding. It's very liberating. In many ways, it's very relaxing, strangely enough. A river, when you think about it, achieves a lot, especially if it's carved its way through the landscape over many centuries. But it never looks like it's working at it. It never looks like it's trying. It always achieves its objective because it is perfectly aligned with the energies that motivate it. Gravity, mainly. And that will be the answer that I'll give my little girl. I will tell her. The world is an amazing place. But really, it's just a combination of energies. That's all it is. It's not a collection of destinations.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.